Now, delighted to be joined by Jim Gavin, former Dublin manager. And Jim, you're leader in the clubhouse at the moment, a position you're familiar with, number one spot. But it's nice to have shown a bit of prowess with a ball of a smaller variety.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I haven't got out much recently, but it turned. I was 10 over, would you believe, turning, and I had 3 under for the back nine. So, or 3 over for the back nine, should I say. So I think we'll run out and take a photograph, because I hear Robbie Fowler is going to card a good score. So, but yeah, it's really enjoyable up here and up in Roskilde Peninsula, in Rosapenna Golf Club. Beautiful location. Paul McGinley spoke often about the superb golf that's up in Donegal, and I'm absolutely blown away by the scenery overlooking Sheephaven Bay, but just the facilities, the people obviously are fantastic here in Donegal, and it's been a great day, and it's great to promote locally on this island the golf course that we have. It's a little bit a little secret gem, I'd say, and hopefully we'll get more of the country, more people from probably Dublin traveling up here, because it's a little secret.
Yeah, there's quite a few courses have been developed around the area. I mean, St. Patrick's has just been developed up the road. You've a couple of lovely courses here. Yeah. There's some nice courses near in Port New, and this type of area hasn't generally been well known for a golfing destination, but certainly it has the courses to attract the crowds. There's no question or doubt about that, Jim.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and that local man Johnny Martin was doing caddy for us, and Johnny was telling me that it's 50 miles shorter from Dublin to the Roskilde Peninsula than it is getting to Tralee. So from people traveling from the east coast, primarily from Dublin, you know, Donegal is closer. We would probably traditionally head down to Kerry, so for golf. But I'll certainly be going back and talking about my great time up here.
You've obviously been very busy over a long number of years, both in terms of your professional life and indeed your sporting life. So you probably haven't got much of a chance to play golf. But I'm sure since the pressure came off a little bit last year, Jim, you probably have managed to get out a bit more, have you?
I have, yeah. I've got a little bit more. Yeah, I played quite a bit growing up in local club in Clondalkin and Doon's Cross, I joined the cadet school, and then obviously with the football, I haven't played much, but over the last number of months, yeah, getting out, my dad Jimmy, he's 86, he still beat me in the golf, so he's great to see that, and spending time with him and has been fantastic.
And have you enjoyed the break since? I mean, the level of commitment that's involved in managing a senior county team is massive, Jim, apart from the commitment you have to family and indeed to your own professional life. So I'm sure you must have been in some ways a little bit relieved that you managed to get a little bit more free time for yourself.
Yeah, but it's a choice you make, I did it for 12 consecutive years. I had 5 with the Dublin 21 team. We had a great game against Donegal back in 2010. That game could have went either way. Obviously 7 with the seniors. I mean, they were great times, great memories. But, to be able to do it, I had fantastic family support, generally back home. And like when I started off, my daughter was 1.5, and when I finished that kind of cycle with Dublin over 12 years, she was obviously 13.5, so getting back to spend time with them was an important part of my decision, and I've a career in aviation, a professional career to look after as well, and then probably the main drive was to trying to ensure that team had the opportunity to grow again, because listen to the same voice for 7 years, and for some of the guys probably 12, because I had quite a number of them would have started my 21 journey back in 2008. So it was a long time with them, but they're great men and great to see them despite being coming out the wrong side of the game last week, to see their commitment and drive is just phenomenal. As you say, it's a huge lifestyle choice, and I have just nothing but admiration for GA players, because I've seen the pro sport and we know the rewards, financial rewards that they get, but these look like the likes of Michael Murphy here. I drove through Strabane and Letterkenny the way up there to see Michael's shop in Letterkenny, and I'm sure the Donegal people support him in that, but to see a guy like him, having to go out there, forge his own business, And I know he was telling me he's involved now in Letterkenny IT, which is great for him, but great for Letterkenny IT as head of sports. So wishing the best of success in that. But you know, I've nothing but fond memories of my time.
And as you say yourself, Jim, like, you know, nobody knows better the amount of commitment that's involved in terms of being a senior county player and the levels of sacrifice that you have to make. But what Dublin achieved, 8 All-Irelands in a decade, in 10 years,
yeah.
6 in a row, five in a row under your tenure. I mean, that is just extraordinary. And, you know, nothing lasts forever. Empires fall. You know, Dublin are far from, you know, they will undoubtedly be back. But people can only look back on those 10 years and indeed the last 6 with nothing but height of admiration for everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And credit needs to go to the clubs, the network of clubs. I think there was an average, I think, you know, every season we would look at the amount of clubs that were involved with developing players in the squad. And I think the average I was told recently was 22, 23. So there is a great club network and it's even great to see up here. The county final was obviously played last weekend. Went to a draw, penalties afterwards, and it was all the talk last night on the dinner table. So I mean, it's such a big part of our lives. But in Dublin as well, it's a huge part of everyone's life. And they were beaten. I don't think we never looked at it like an empire. The guys they're a very humble group. And they enjoy like Dublin Gaels, but they'd enjoy representing, you know, their parishes and whatnot. So that's a big part of it. But there's a great kick about playing inter-county football, and whether they win, lose, or draw, and all credit to Mayo for last week, they deserve to win. You got to earn your victories, and they earned it, and best of luck to them in the final.
They've had so many close shaves with Dublin in the past. I suppose if anybody deserved to take Dublin down, it was Mayo, Jim. But it was an extraordinary game. I mean, Dublin played so well in the first half. And, you know, it was extraordinary the way Mayo just fought back and how Dublin ultimately, 4 points in 55 minutes. It was most unlike Dublin.
Well, yes, I don't think it's about taking any team down. It's about, you know, semi-finals there to be won. And that's just the fact of it. So, you know, Mayo did what they had to do. If they scored 3 points in a half in the All-Ireland final, you know, they will find it difficult to win the game, and I'm sure they will know that as acutely aware of that. But they did what they had to do, and all credit to them. They stuck in there, which is, you know, key part of any winning side. Dublin had their chances, didn't take them. I'm sure the Dublin lads are disappointed with how that went. Particularly, as you said, they produced a very polished first half, but as I said, all credit to Mayo for rallying hard, and they looked really good in extra time. They were very strong, and as Desi Farrell said, they were worthy winners in the end.